We're back to road petitions. We're on Callaway Court.
Still no luck with the video?
Is that behind the old Pepsi bottling plant?
Correct.
Okay. I know where it's at now. But there's some, is there some drainage issues that we have to fix there anyways?
Yeah, we do have the ditch and the main ditch out there. We need to work on the erosion control. We need to put some check dams or riprap into the ditch to help slow the water down.
Is that included in that cost of the...
Yeah.
Are you talking on Callaway Court?
Yeah, it's, and the main road, Sunnybrook there.
That's my question. Regardless of if we don't bring Callaway Court, we still have some drainage issues there we have to pick on.
At that intersection, yes.
What's it called? Sunnybrook. Okay.
Are the drainage issues on Sunnybrook or are they on Callaway Court?
Both.
Okay.
We need to put probably 8 to 12 inch type 2 rock blanket down in the ditch to help the erosion from undermining the road.
Okay.
On the intersection of that, Callaway and Sunnybrook, above it and below it.
So then this $15,000 you've got figured here, 10 to 15, is that the drainage ditch and the court and the road, or just the road?
Yes, that included all.
That's
so
everything.
So that fixes everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sub base on the road is bad, so we need to fix that. But that would include all the drainage, right-of-way clearing, everything.
Okay. With that in mind, I'll put a different light on, because there is just one home that it's going to in the turnaround. But if you're going to need to do that anyway.
What is the width? Does it need to be contingent upon anything, or we already have everything?
The width will be improved when we...
The right-of-way is already there.
Yeah, we have to go over and trim the trees to make it wider.
Move to bring into the county road system Callaway Court.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Now, I understood you said trim the trees and widen the road and everything. All that's included in that price. Okay, second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And now you have the video.
Sorry.
It's all
right. But that, just so you know, the price we've got on here, we'll bring it all the way back up to hot mix, chicken seal. That's what that price includes.
Right. Okay.
To get it hard surface again.
You said hot mix,
chip and seal, hot mix, however you want to word it, whatever situation. More than likely chip and seal.
Yes.
Kathy, go to Woodbridge Estates Drive. Go ahead and play it. This here is off of, go on Lakeshore Drive, turn on to South Fork, the big subdivision, and this road here, the Woodbridge Estates, comes in off of South Fork. Stop it right there. Well, right there currently, the grade is 18%. There's nothing down below that would protect you, like in black ice or something. I mean, you're gonna end up over the embankment or through that living room. If you'll continue on, Kathy. that goes to the right, yeah. Okay, stop it. Right there, it goes to 22% grade.
And what's our standards?
15 max.
Go ahead.
Where is this at again?
You go down Lakeshore Drive, right before you get to Kennecott. On the right would be the subdivision you turn up into to get to this. South Fork.
Bottom line, you consider it dangerous if your guys are on the grader, on the snowplow, and come down through there.
Correct. You lose traction on it, there's nothing you can do about it. I've been there. Mm-hmm.
It could be liability in two or three ways.
I mean, the remainder of the roads are pretty good. The drainage needs improved, but it's those two areas right there at that intersection. That
so my recommendation would be no on Jamie Court and Woodbridge Estates Drive.
I move to deny the two Jamie Court and Woodbridge Estates Drive based upon the grade and due to the recommendation of the Road and Bridge Administrator.
Second with discussion. I don't know what any of these. Is anybody here wanting to speak on that? Do we want
I thought we didn't do that on either one of them.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So,
is there anyone here want to come up and speak?
About specific to Jamie Court or Woodbridge Estates? Is anybody here for roads in general? What road, sir?
Hickory Drive.
What did he say?
Hickory Drive.
Hickory Drive.
Okay.
You're here, correct?
Taney County.
Taney County, Ohio.
In the Highlands, number one.
Right, yeah. I know Mr. Walker has a little trouble hearing.
Which road, sir?
I don't know what
road. Cypress, Campbell, and Tillman.
We're looking for help with Cypress.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then are you with same? Okay. So that'd be Candle Drive, Cypress Drive?
Yeah, they needed
Candle. That's what you're here for?
Yeah. Yes.
And then Hickory Drive.
Yes, sir.
And then, sir, are you here for a road or?
Yes,
you're with you guys. Okay. We just didn't want to not give you a chance to talk and just vote without it. So I'm good. Go ahead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the next one will be Paleo Way. If you go down Sycamore Church Road all the way to the end, it turns into Noland Road. And currently we go all the way to the 76 Highway where the old bookstore used to be for Shepherd of the Hills under a intergovernmental agreement with Stone County.
Pull a beacon so I know what's in that.
Paleo Way.